She shot him. This woman is a monster.
Yeah, but look at her jacket. I want that jacket.
She just murdered her boyfriend. It's covered in his blood.
Little club soda comes right out.
Plan B. He wasn't going to listen to anything.
Who are you avoiding?
Nobody. Not important.
Even try to.
Oh no. Please tell me she's not going to poison his daughter.
You stopped
She should poison whoever cut her hair.
What?
She can get away with murder, but not those bangs.
Do you even pay attention to the plot?
Of course I do. I love this show. I also love that kitchen. I wish we had a pizza oven.
Don't worry.
Same nobody not important?
Yep.
You know I'm going to go through your phone when you're not looking.
I changed the passcode.
You mean 1147?
I'll just change it again.
1157?
Get out of my head!
Was it Marjorie?
No.
Jill?
No.
Wendy?
No.
Mary?
Who's Mary?
I'll take that as a no. Let's see. It's somebody you don't want to talk to, so it's either sex or money. Boy, that does not narrow things down.
Fine. It's Adam.
Adam? Wrong number boyfriend, Adam?
Not boyfriend. We met once for coffee and didn't hit it off.
So why is he calling?
I don't know. Are we going to watch the show or are you just going to annoy me?
I can do both. So what? You're not even friends with him anymore?
No, not really.
Why? I mean, I get that you didn't have chemistry,
Oh,
but...
grow up. I lied. He stood me up.
Really? Why didn't you tell me?
Because I didn't want to see your pity face.
Aww. So, you haven't spoken to him since?
Why should I? You know my policy. Fool me once, you're dead to me.
Be in touch.
But maybe there's an explanation.
What possible explanation could he have?
I don't know. Maybe one of his parents died.
Well, there's a happy thought.
For some people.
When he was so overcome with grief, he couldn't pick up the phone and text, "Mom's dead. Mind if my dad tags along?"
I think you should call him.
I think we need a second television.
Was that supposed to hurt my feelings? Because I agree. And redial. Mom, hurry up. She's about to kill somebody else.
You're watching without me?
I would never do that. Hi, Adam. It's Christy. My mom wants to talk to you.
I should have sold you when I had the chance. You have 10 seconds to tell me why you stood me up. Yep, hold on. I'm gonna put you on speaker. I want my daughter to hear this steaming load. Go ahead, Adam. See if you can say that again without laughing.
I said I'm in a wheelchair, and I guess I just lost my nerve.
Hilarious! Do you believe this guy?
It doesn't sound like something you'd make up.
Oh, please, I'd make that up. I have made that up. Disneyland, all the rides, no waiting.
I believe you, Adam.
Thank you, Christy. Bonnie, I'm really sorry. I guess I was just afraid when you saw me, you wouldn't want to go out with me.
How dare you? You really think I'm the kind of person who wouldn't go out with someone because they're handicapped? That's so offensive.
So, you'll go out with me?
Well, I kind of have to now.
Great. Saturday night?
Fine.
Thanks for giving me another chance.
Well, I'm nothing if not forgiving.
She's nothing!
See you Saturday. Me and a guy in a wheelchair. That's a first.
Yeah, you're gonna want to wear flats.
I just don't know what to expect. Have any of you ever dated a handicapped guy?
When I was in high school, my boyfriend had a glass eye.
Was it a problem?
No, I loved it. If I was having a bad hair day or a giant zit, I'd just stand on his blind side.
When I was homeless, I dated a guy with a hook.
Well,
dated is not the right word. You share a cardboard box. It's really more a marriage of convenience.
What about the hook? Did it complicate things?
Kinda. We were constantly having to get new boxes.
I'm not sure what I'm getting into. Am I supposed to carry him up the stairs, help him in the bathroom?
You mean like I used to do with you when you were drunk?
Yeah. Rough childhood. Moving along.
Ronnie, it's just dinner. I don't think you have to worry about any of that stuff.
Speaking of stuff, what about his stuff? What if his stuff doesn't work?
That doesn't mean you can't have fun.
Yeah. His tongue's not in a wheelchair.
Good point. And depending on where his spinal injury was, he might still have a fully functioning penis.
So to summarize, Mommy, oral sex is a go, and you may or may not have something to sit on.
Oh, my God. Could we be any more shallow? What about this guy's personality, his intelligence, his sense of humor?
I've actually talked to him on the phone for hours. He's really smart and funny.
Yeah, so is Ben Franklin. What's he look like?
Hang on. Here's his Facebook page.
Oh, he's cute.
Let me see. Yum.
That's a face you could share a box with.
Gimme. Oh, yeah. I could call him Daddy. Oops, that came out creepy.
I don't know about this dress.
What? You look great.
Oh, it's because you're looking from up here. He's going to be looking from down here. So he doesn't get the benefit of all this well-engineered cleavage.
Wait for the right moment, drop something and bend over to pick it up.
Oh, please. That is such a cheap move.
You taught it to me.
Yeah, well, I was trying to help you through junior high. That's him. Do you mind? I want to make an entrance.
I got it.
Christy?
Yeah?
Don't discuss his, you know, unfortunate situation.
You mean that he's about to go out with a crazy person?
Hello?
Hey, you must be Adam.
What gave me away?
Come on in. She'll be right down. Can I get you something to drink?
Well, I know you guys don't keep any alcohol in the house, so, no.
Yeah, sorry. You're about 3 years late for watching me light my breath on fire.
Hi.
Hi.
Thanks for showing up this time.
Really? You gotta take a shot right out of the gate?
It's not too late to run. Sorry. She put it in my head.
I see you've met my socially awkward daughter. Oops.
Did you get all that?
Oh, yeah, both barrels. Shall we?
We shall.
Good night, Christy.
Good night. Don't keep her out too late.
I won't.
I'm joking. Keep her. Don't bring her back.
So, how does this work? Do I drive?
No, I have a car.
Oh, okay. How do you make it stop?
Thanks. This is perfect.
Do people always stare at you?
What are you talking about? They're staring at you.
Stop.
I'm serious. You're a giant. They think you might eat them. I'm gonna have a beer. Does it bother you if I drink?
Does it bother you if I walk?
Not if you're in front of me. I like the view from back there.
Good answer. So, listen, you don't seem like the shy, nervous type. Why'd you really bail on me last time?
Yeah, I guess I gotta clear that up. Okay. Here's the thing. Usually when I meet a woman, she sees the chair right away, and I could tell from the look in her eye whether she's okay with it or not.
But we met on the phone.
Which is why I couldn't bear the idea of you seeing me and giving me that look. Like the woman behind you is giving me right now. Don't turn around. No, don't.
Hey, am I staring at the baldy you're with?
Is it too soon to say I love you? So anyway, after working as a Hollywood stuntman for 20-some years, I felt kind of invincible. You know, the occasional broken nose, dislocated shoulder, but nothing a couple of aspirin and a six-pack couldn't fix.
So is that how you...
You'd think so, but no. After putting my life on the line, driving motorcycles through fire, crashing cars into walls, working with Burt Reynolds, I get the brilliant idea to try snowboarding.
Oh, no.
I'm thinking, I know how to ski, I know how to surf. It's the same thing, right? So I get up on the mountain, I got this stupid piece of wood strapped to my feet. I am flying down the hill. I'm doing good. I see a sign, it says danger, Barranca ahead.
What's a Barranca?
That's what I'm thinking. I'm looking around, is it a bear, is it a tree? Turns out it's a cliff.
And you?
Right off the edge, 200 feet straight down. I felt like Wile E. Coyote, but substantially dumber.
Oh, God.
You want to hear the real embarrassing part?
Always.
On the way down, I tried flapping my arms.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to laugh.
Why? It's funny. I was just...
Oh, God, it really is. This is fun.
All right, hang on.
Oh, now you're just showing off.
Yeah, well, I can't keep bending over to pick up my purse.
Hey.
Not that I'm complaining.
Okay, well, this is my stop.
Tonight was great. Can we do it again?
We better.
Good.
All right. Well, good night.
Good night.
This time I mean it. Oops.
Thank you.
Please tell me you didn't all drive over here to see how my date went.
No, we went to a meeting.
Had coffee. And then we drove over here to see how your date went.
So how'd your date go?
Okay, here's the headline. Best date of my life.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Great dinner, no awkward pauses, didn't have to fake any laughs, and he finished it off with the perfect first kiss.
Oh, I'm so happy for you, Bonnie.
Yeah, you deserve this. Yeah.
I don't want to get ahead of myself, but I think Bonnie Plunkett Janikowski will get easier to say with time.
You'd actually keep Plunkett?
You're right. Why help the creditors find me?
Okay, listen, I think this is great, but at the risk of sounding like a wet blanket, take it slow. Be smart.
Oh, please. If I took things slow and smart, this one wouldn't exist.
I'm just saying, take it one day at a time.
Well, maybe I don't want to take it one day at a time. Maybe I want to be high on life, on love, on whatever I can get high on that doesn't require me going to a freaking 12-step meeting.
Okay. Sorry. It's your life.
I have a question. What's going on with your boobs?
Is your mom coming to the meeting?
No, she's got another date with Hot Wheels.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah, I'm not so sure.
Why?
Okay, so there's this waitress I work with, Andrea. I happen to mention my mom's dating this former stuntman in a wheelchair.
How do you happen to mention that?
It's called gossip, Marjorie. I'm not proud of it, but there you are. Anyway, turns out Andrea used to go out with Adam.
So?
She caught him cheating on her, and then he cheated on that girl, too. So he's a player. apparently.
That's a shame. What are you gonna do?
What do you mean, what is she gonna do? She has to tell Bonnie.
No, she doesn't.
I don't.
You don't know the whole story. Maybe your friend Andrea is a lying whore.
Jill!
Oh, come on, she's a waitress. You know how they are.
Hey, I'm a waitress.
Yeah, and you slept with your married boss, the drunk fireman, your ex-husband's future father-in-law.
Fine, I'm a whore. But I don't think Andrea's lying about Adam. So the real question is, if you were my mom, would you want to know?
Yes.
No.
Oh, that's a toughie.
Thanks, very helpful.
Well, the real question is, how are you going to feel if you don't tell her and she gets hurt?
So you tell her?
Of course.
Hey, Mom. Marjorie has something she wants to tell you.
I'm not telling her. You just said you would.
I said I would if I were you. All right, Jill, you're up.
Well, I'm not telling her new boyfriend's a cheating dog.
Did you get that? She wants to talk to you.
How's the chicken?
Mm, delicious. What are these things?
Caper berries.
Aha. Uh-huh. And the sauce?
Lemon butter.
Mmm. So why'd you cheat on Andrea?
I'm sorry, what?
You heard me.
Do you know Andrea?
My daughter does.
Oh. Have you been obsessing about this all through dinner?
I actually started on the drive over, kind of forgot about it during the lobster bisque. Now it's back.
I see. Would you like some more lobster bisque?
I'd like to know what I got myself into here.
All right. I'll tell you. After I broke my back, I spent a year in rehab learning how to live in this thing. I couldn't work anymore at the job that I loved. And maybe I felt like I needed to prove to myself that I was still a man.
By nailing every woman you met.
I also bought a really big truck.
Red?
Maybe. The point is, it's over. I'm not that guy anymore.
Why should I believe you?
Well, I don't know, Bonnie. I guess you're just gonna have to trust me.
Mm. If I had a nickel for every time a guy said, trust me.
Let me prove it.
How?
Spend the night.
You owe me a nickel.
Hey, let me finish. I'm not talking about sex. Let's just spend the night together.
What would we do?
I don't know. Talk, watch TV, play a little Bago. Maybe that leads to Yahtzee, but that's your call.
And then we just sleep.
I hear married couples do it all the time.
How do I know you didn't offer this sexless evening to someone else last night?
Because we went to the movies last night.
Oh, yeah.
So what do you think?
I think you just sweet-talked your way into not getting laid.
What is it?
Good news. I trust you.